Good morning, everyone. I'd like to call the Commerce, Gaming, and Land Committee meeting to order. Congressman Tillman, could you render a prayer for us this morning?
Father, Lord, and heaven, we come to you this morning. We thank you for your love, dear Father God. We thank you for the abundance of joy that you put in our hearts. We thank you for your guidance. We thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ. He died on the cross to forgive us of all of our sins. Faithful. We thank you for this day. We thank you for the opportunity to serve our Osage people. Father, look down on all the children in these war-torn countries across the world. Bless them. Put kindness in the hearts of their leaders, that we may someday end all of these tragic wars and lives being lost. Take care of our Osage people all around the world, wherever they may be. Bless all indigenous people, wherever they may be. And we thank you again, Father, for your Son, Jesus Christ. In his name I pray. Amen.
Thank you, Congressman. Next would be approval of minutes, and we have two sets of minutes from, roll call.
Congresswoman Goodfox?
Present.
Congressman Keene?
Present.
Congresswoman Rivard?
Here.
Congressman Tillman?
Here.
Congresswoman Whitehorn? Chair Bighorst?
Here. Next would be approval of minutes, and we have two sets from September 11th and September the 12th. Congresswoman Goodfox.
Motion to approve the minutes for September 12th.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Yes.
Those opposed? Hearing none, motion passes.
Chair.
Congresswoman Rivard.
Yes, I'll make a motion to approve the minutes dated September 11 as presented.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Yes.
Those opposed? Hearing none, motion passes. Second. I thought I heard someone. Next on the agenda would be consideration of appointee. Hearing Hearing none, we may be still waiting on a little bit of information. I'm going to slide on to item number six, ONCA 2488, and I am the sponsor. I'll turn the chair over to co-chair, Congresswoman Rebar.
Yes, thank you. Good morning. We're looking at ONCA 24-88, which is an act to authorize and appropriate the amount of $1,500,869 to Osage LLC for operating capital and to establish an alternate effective date. Congressman Big Horse is the sponsor.
Thank you, Congresswoman.
I'm sorry, Congresswoman Goodfox, did you have a question?
I do. I'm showing that ONCA 2488 is an act to authorize $1,051,869. Do I have a wrong agenda? I mean, does no one else show that? You do?
No, I show that.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Did I not say that?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. I have ONCA 2488, yes, an act to authorize and appropriate the amount of $1,051,869 to the Osage LLC.
Okay. Yeah. I didn't hear you say that at first, and I thought I didn't have the right agenda, or that maybe there was a committee substitute I didn't know about. Okay. Thank you.
All right, Congressman Big Horse.
Thank you, Congresswoman. This is a courtesy sponsor, and I've been attending their meetings, and there's a lot of money that's being thrown into a project with these drones, and it's going to be a way of our future, kind of like some of the things that we've seen with the new AI and the language program. This is going to put us on a cutting edge of even possibly making new FAA rules and requirements for drones. So I think we have the chairman of LLC here, Mr. Galen Crum. I would like for him to come to the podium and speak.
There we go. Thank you, Chairman. I appreciate being able to be here. Wish to acknowledge all of you for being here and listen to our presentation. So, with that, I don't know whether we want to put up our slide show for you guys to view on the screen or on your screens. I have it here in front of me. It's not terribly long, and I won't be reading through every one of them unless there's questions for it. What we're asking for on this is things that have mainly been in our three-year plan already, so you guys have seen it before. Matter of fact, some of it was voted on before and then redlined by the chief, not last fall, but fall before. So the total request is, like it was said, was $1,051,869 divided into three parts. Skyway 36, $530,000. Thank you. Boy, I bumped it with my computer. Like I say, Skyway 36, the first one there, this is in accordance with the three-year plan. And Osage Government Services, $250,000. Now, this is a new LLC we're setting up, largely to be a 8A business. Development and market capture. And one of the things we have within that $250,000 is a hire for a expert in what we're aiming this 8A business to go for. A lot of it is for businesses that require a security clearance. And we've hired a consultant with Erica Dobbs and her group. Those of you who have listened to our meetings, and I hope she will be here in our next meeting. She was coming to do that, or at least make another presentation and report on what she's doing for us there. But what she does is help people get certified to be able to be able to do and bid on projects that require clearance. And she also aims businesses that already are in business and doing clearance type work. In other words, already stand-up businesses that are looking for an 8A partner to go forward. We're hoping to see one of those. We just missed out on one before we got an agreement with her. And I'm excited about this opportunity for several reasons. One of it is because these contracts are typically very large and very profitable. Secondly, I hope it will give us a chance to move our 8A focus back in our area, in Oklahoma and Texas and around, where we'll have a better chance of standing up Osages working for it. Our 8A businesses are mainly on the East Coast and the South right now, and it's so far away that we have a very poor record of hiring Osages. We can't get them to go out to Georgia and work for on a environmental project or something for that might only be a year or 2 year project, to move out there. But I'm hoping we'll be able to get some stuff at Tinker and some of these others that we've been shut out of in the past because of past problems that the old LLC, Osage LLC, had with not performing as they should. Our record where we work in our LLCs right now is excellent. We've been able to just recently, we got a grant for a whole area in the Georgia area. We were one of the six companies selected to be able to bid on new projects down there. And we outperformed and outbid, our performance brought us in ahead of some very big operations. Auburn University and some others didn't make the cut. It's for a whole new set of projects, and we're bidding those. And our performance in the 8A businesses that we've been doing is what allowed us to be considered for this and selected to be able to do these. So I'm excited about that going forward. The other appropriation for the Osage LLC, $271,869, that piece of it was in support for a COO position. One of the things that I recognized pretty early on in when I came on the board was that we were pretty thin on top. There was lots of things that were supposed to have been hired, more management, people that were dedicated to recruiting businesses. Those were already online to do, but they just hadn't been hired. And so in my training in the past for the fire service, one of the things we're very good at there is effective management of situations. And one of the hallmarks of that is span of control. If you guys probably all understand the concept, and that is that a person can only effectively manage five different operations or people. Depending on how complex they are, it may be less than five, or if it's not very complex, a few more. But the concept is that you have to be able to pass off control of things when you get beyond your capability of effectively managing it. And I have some slides that are largely just to show you the holes we have in our system. It's also one of the things that Scott Johnson, he's only been on for a short time, when he looked at our management deal, one of the first things he said to me was, we're way too thin on top. to be able to run all the different things that we're trying to do. We're to use a euphemism from my youth and my dad, we're about to work a good horse to death, you know, meaning that we're dumping all the work on one spot and he can't handle all of it and becoming overwhelmed. So if we're going to effectively do it, we need to hire good people, a good expert to run our new LLC business, and we need to look at hiring a COO. Chief Operations, okay, let me get rid of this thing off my screen. Part of what I have the next slide for, I don't guess you guys are seeing this, right? Am I the only one? Oh, you got them up. Part of that, what's the reason for that slide is to show the holes we have that have not been filled. You guys have any questions, feel free to do. I'm not terribly good at this sort of thing, so if I'm leaving something out or you have a question, why please speak up. I'd like to go to the next slide.
Congressman Bickhorst.
Yes, Mr. Crum, could you expound on how much is being invested by some of your partners? Like Kaiser and
Oklahoma State. Tulsa Innovative Labs. Yes, I think we have. We touch on a little bit in some of the further slides, but yes, as most of you know, we have an agreement with Tulsa Innovative Labs, which is Kaiser Foundation, and with OSU, Dr. Jamie Jacobs, who's a real premier program in the nation, OSU drone and unmanned flying craft, and with us, and then we also have Drone Port Network that is hired by us through a grant that helps manage and develop the Skyway 36. And if you recall from when we asked for the appropriation to stand up the range, the Skyway 36 range and make it operational, one of the things that we got was help from Tulsa Innovative Labs was to do the master plan. And we're actually right now letting out the RFPs to do that master plan. So the amount of that they will be actually paying to do this is still yet undetermined in terms of dollars, but they're committed to funding that for us. So the RFP is ready to go out. That's on a later slide here. And if you notice, when we get to that slide, or I go right on it right now, you'll notice that it's not just anymore for just the range in terms of what we had before, the runway and that sort of thing. We recently went to the chief and sought permission to start being able to use some of that other industrial area down there, the Oakley properties, which have been allowed to, you know, not be as great a spot as what perhaps they once were. But that gives us more room. One of the things that I recognize also when we started talking about when Windshape come on board, that we were going to get flooded, and we already have been flooded with people wanting to come in and do their testing at Windshape and then perhaps make a permanent presence there, doing their development, further development with their drone company and perhaps even manufacture. So the new master plan will include those areas too on how we can go forward with those. And so I'm a bit excited about that because I realized we didn't have the capability to do what we're going to be asked to do very shortly because the Windshape is the construction is going well. I think we have a November 1st date for them to be able to be, for it to be completed. And then, you know, there'll be some stand-up time for them before they're able to bring in people, but, you know, a month or so. So we'll have people on site doing testing. Part of what the ask we had of you last summer, the last session, was for a building to be built that would have hangar space and office space, because we see the need that these folks are going to, when they're in their testing, they're going to want an office to go back to, crunch their data, maybe make adjustments to their device, come back and test again. They'll need some hangar space to do that, and they'll need offices. So, and the RFP was in the slide here, you'll see it was with the procurement for the nation to look over and bring that back to us. We were just recently told in the last week or so that we had autonomous authority to go ahead and do that on our own. So there's a piece of bureaucracy that I hope will let us go faster with getting that RFP out for the building. We already kind of know what the building needs to be. Again, Tulsa Innovate Labs is helping us with the engineering and like that on that. At any time, in my opinion, anytime you can eliminate a level of bureaucracy, it seems to make things move faster. So we just got that word just in the last week or so. So we will be letting out that RFP very soon. Again, we'll be behind the ball though, because it'll take time to build that building. And I know we're gonna have people moving in to start using WindShape that will want us to provide what we can for them. The building that we're in right now that we rent is offices in the front, but it does have some big space behind, and we're planning on allowing people to use that as a warehouse area to be able to work on their stuff. So we have that one small deal, but like I say, we're a little bit behind what I'm afraid we'll be asked to do. Kind of like the broadband. We were going along pretty good till you guys made the $50. By that, I mean keeping up, and now suddenly we're way behind. Everybody wants us to be faster, 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 but it's going out quick, and it's doing well. But I'm afraid that we'll be in a similar situation with people wanting to us to provide space for them.
Congressman Keene?
Yeah, thanks, Mr. Crum. Who do you guys use for legal counsel?
We use Adam Marshall with Barrow Graham. Couldn't think of it for a second. He was the one there when I came, and he's very familiar with our business.
Nothing against you, your department, but once again, we're seeing more outsourcing of the legal work with one of our entities. So did you guys ever speak with our AG, or is it just totally been, you just use the outside counsel? Has our AG ever been privy to anything you guys do? Because I know you guys have a certain level of autonomy where you're not just like a tribal department, but have you guys pretty much solely always relied on outside counsel is my question. Thank you.
Well, I have a limited knowledge of it because I've only been around for 11 months, even as part of the board. But my understanding was they used Beryl Grimm before, used the same Adam Marshall. Now, of course, as we salvaged the ranch and the broadband and made these agreements with them in the last year, it's been, we used Beryl Grimm there, and we also, of course, had to work with the AG's office. And sometimes they worked directly together, you know, to figure out the best way to go forward on those proposals on both sets. But no, we have not, to my knowledge, in the last year, we have not used the AG's office as our counsel.
Thank you, sir.
Any other questions?
Can I elaborate on that, Chairwoman?
Yes, sir.
So since I've been assistant chief, yes, they've used Adam Marshall. And the first year particularly, there was a lot of back and forth. When I say a lot, that might be an understatement. There was a lot of back and forth between Adam Marshall and Clint Patterson. And so the answer is not really no, that the Attorney General's office isn't being used, but they do have Adam Marshall and Barrow and Grimm as part of their, he is their representative. But any contract that they execute ultimately, especially, well, if it's with the executive branch, it goes through the Attorney General's office. So the answer is yes, the Attorney General's office is utilized.
Any other questions, committee? Congressman Tillman?
Thank you, Chair. And Mr. Crump, thanks for being here. I want to go back to the amounts, starting with Skyway 36, the $536,000. Says in the plan that it's going to be for investments and facility improvements. Could you expand a little bit more on that?
Excuse me, yes. On the Skyway 36, that's part of our, again, our three-year plan. And on down in the lower ones, you'll see, but this is largely for what was planned for development at what we call Skyway 36 North, which is the facility that will be out at on the ranch, be out very near the old rock quarry. And what needs to be done there is a building and pads and facilities there, because that is the second. There's Skyway 36, let me back up just a little bit, which is us down there on the airport property. And then there's Range, the Range that we are involved with OSU and Tulsa Innovative Labs is a 150 mile circle. Is that, I'm trying to.
Triangle.
Well, yeah, but it's a circuit. And we have one spot is down near OSU. And then two of them are on us. One is the Skyway 36, and the other one being out here at this Skyway 36 North, that will be a second spot on that test range that will allow people to fly their drones, you know, beyond line of sight and do the testing there and land there and do testing out of there. So two of the sites on that are on that range, test range, are on us. And that would be the second one. And that's what's been in the plan the whole time to develop that spot. That's the 536 for out there. It has to do with landing pads, concrete, a building, offices, and the area, you know, to be used there to develop that.
Okay, and Chair, if I'm.
Yes.
The OGS services for $250,000, that's to hire this SME, is that correct?
Not all of it by any means.
How much of it?
I'm not sure how it was broken down, but we were for sure. Perhaps Russ can tell you how that was done, or perhaps. Brad, they're both online. Would you want them to tell us the?
That's my question. I just want to know how much you're going to advertise to hire an SME for your OGS.
Russ,
Mr. Goff, can you hear us?
I can hear you. Am I on your audio now?
Yes, sir. Did you hear the question, sir?
Yes, the question. From Congressman Tillman was, how is the 250 broken down for the OGS request? Is that correct?
Yes.
Yes, sir. So the so we have about, we typically hire a project manager in the range of $80,000 to $100,000. So you've got labor, and then you have benefits on top of that. So labor and benefits, travel, And then other ODCs to go along with that. So we expect that that funding will last us probably 18 months or better to get things going. And then of course we hope to capture a project within the first 12 months that would self-fund that position. That's the goal. There is a 12-month sales cycle for a lot of these contracts, and making sure that we have acceptance into the 8A program is also part of that cycle for OGS. So that's essentially how our pricing breaks down.
Okay, and thank you, and Chair, if I may. And could you do the same for Osage LLC 271-869? I know I'm seeing it says support for a COO position and Osage LLC operations. Can you break that down for me? I thought part of the plan that the LLC had enough support from the other entities to fund their operations. So if you could break that $271,000 request down for us, I'd appreciate that.
Yes, Congressman Tillman, I'd be happy to break that down. And we do have our CFO, Brad Cochran, on the line with us too, who helped us, you know, incorporate our costs into these requests. So if acceptable, I'd like to turn the floor over to Mr. Cochran.
That's fine, Mr. Cochran.
Yes. Hello, Congressmembers, and thank you all for your time to present. So the salaries were broken down. The 250 was basically $100,000 a year was the average position for the OGS. Times about a 1.3 multiple gives us the total carrying cost when we do, you know, benefits, salaries, vacations, all of that. It's about times two. We figured this a two-year position and a two-year funding. Was about $260,000, so the request was for 250 with the understanding that Osage LLC would cover the other carrying costs of travel and things like that to generate sales, with the intention that this would be a self-funding position by the end of that 2 years from sales that they drummed up. The part for the COO for Osage LLC was actually the very last stage in funding from a three-year plan we put together to this Congress 2 years ago now, and it was a stair step down in funding where I think the first year we asked for around $1 million, the second year was about 575, and this last year was about 272,000. That was the remainder of that 3 year cycled plan, and that was to hire, as it stated, a COO. That position's probably going to be closer to that 125 to 150 range. And we do anticipate probably an administrative support position in there for the CEO and COO, as we've gone now from really effectively managing two to three companies to a total of nine companies in some stage of operation or startup. So that was the request for that funding. The LLC does have the funds to self-fund a lot of these things, and we have planned growth in the future. We're actually at work now on our next three-year cycle, as most of the assets that we purchase or that we would purchase, like on the ranch, are owned by the nation, and we're not able to leverage those or lend against them. So a lot of our upstart funding the business model plan has been for that to come from Congress, with repayment in the form of dividends, which we've been excited to be able to execute on the last couple of years and have a pretty strong plan forward. So hopefully that answered all of your questions. It gives you a little bit more color into the request, where the request came from, what we think our future needs or plans could be for growth and business expansion, with the plan that hopefully on the next three-year cycle, we're set up to where we are not requesting funds from Congress for anything we would consider normal in business operations, like 8A expansions, basically anything that we want to get into that came from a startup, from the LLC. We understand sometimes Congress comes to us and says, hey, we do have a business thing we'd like you to take on. And of course, we would like to be able to talk to Congress about funding those things. And one of those was Lost Creek Ranch, something that we started that Congress wanted to see happen and wanted us to help get started, and we requested funding for that. But after the next three-year business cycle, we do anticipate being self-funded.
Okay, committee, any other questions? Congressman Tillman?
Yeah, thank you for the response. I appreciate that. And, you know, we've had a lot of conversations in my time in Congress about giving money to the LLCs, and it can get pretty lively in here at times when we talk about, you know, another appropriation to the entity. And I want to ask the sponsor, can you recall the actual requests and appropriations in the last 2 or 3 years that they have asked for, the actual dividends that they have given back to us?
I'm not aware of the dividends, but they're around $2 million that we've appropriated to them, to my knowledge.
Okay. Could we get a definitive amount of what the actual requests were, what we actually appropriated, and what they've given back to us in that time frame, 3 years?
Yes, sir, and I'll defer to Mr. Frazier, and
sure,
he should have track of it.
Mr. Chair,
okay, thank you. I also have a question from Congresswoman Redcorn, but for follow-up, Mr. Frazier.
Yes. So, the past few years, there have been, including this request, $4.8 million in requests. What's actually been appropriated, $2.8 million, and the dividends that have been paid out, about $660,000.
Okay, thank you. Any other questions, Congressman Tillman? Okay, Congresswoman Redcorn, then Congressman Keene.
Thank you, Chair. I am kind of scrolling ahead in your presentation a little bit and looking at a few things, and I'm just going to fire all my questions at you. So if I need to come back to one, let me know. I'm curious as to kind of how you see your suggested structure playing out with a new COO on board. You've got two different, I mean, you have the one big structure, but I'm on the two separate ones, your service center structure and your profit and loss center structures. And so I'm curious to see kind of how you see that playing out. And it looks as if the COO will report to your CEO. And so I just kind of want to talk your proposed structures through and how you see that playing out, maybe on a daily basis or just maybe an overall basis. And then I'm really interested in the last line of your strategic goals for FY25 says you want to invest in real estate for the purpose of permanent LLC office space. I want to talk to you about that too.
Okay. As far as the goals of what we're looking forward to accomplish with getting more depth in our management, which is essentially what we're doing here, to use a Harvard term, you know, on their plan. And that is to try to get our management team being able to make the decisions, go out and find, with the recruiter that we have in there also, get out and find more. Right now, Russ is the main recruiter. He has to deal with day-to-day stuff. I've added more stuff onto him myself because, again, in my past training, if you hire somebody to do something, you put it in their job description, what they can do, you need to be able to give that person the ability to do it. And in the past, a lot of stuff, as I checked on people who had worked for the LLC and had left or others, there seemed to be a bottleneck within by getting away from the upper board, making decisions and things being slowed up. So as Russ and I got to working together after I became in a leadership position back in December, I guess, he would come to me with something and said, well, I've always had to ask to do this in the past. And we would talk about what was his management role and what should be the board's management role in it. And oftentimes, he had the, within his job description, he had the ability to make that decision without having to come to me as the chairman. And I would say, we would have this, we talk nearly every morning anyway. It's not like I'm getting excluded from it. But oftentimes, our discussion when he comes up with something different will be, does this match your job description and your role that you're supposed to play? And if he says yes, I said, take care of it. Report to the board, keep us involved, but you do what you're hired to do. Well, the net effect of that was that I added a whole lot more stuff onto him than what he had to do in the past in terms of even communicating with people within the executive branch. Prior to me being there, he was not allowed to talk to anybody in the executive branch except for the treasurer, which he had to do, because of grant funding. We had to get, our grant funding is, of course, funneled through the treasurer, so we had to talk about that. But other than that, he wasn't involved in any kind of negotiations or talks with the executive branch on how to facilitate things or get them to go through, that sort of thing. And now, he's sitting down with us when we're talking to properties and actually real estate. I'm saying the wrong thing. With real estate in terms of like how we're implementing the changes out at the ranch or with the Attorney General's office, as somebody asked before, and in terms of how we're making these agreements between the OIS, our broadband and Wasashi Connect. Well, Russ is right in the front lines of making those talks now. So we feel we need somebody who's doing the day-to-day operations, is what you said. I'm getting away from what you asked. The day-to-day operations, we're looking for that to be more the COO's position, and Russ be the one above. And by adding on a recruiter, we're hoping to be able to recruit more businesses, find better ones, do that. Part of that was with the Erica Dobbs also. She has a recruiting function with us within her agreement that we have. It's just a one-year agreement. And to help us get stood up to do some of that work that requires clearances. So that's where we're envisioning that. My idea is to have the people in place and the power to do it that are doing it for us, reporting to the board, coming to us with stuff. And we've done this all along. One thing we do very well, and the reason I have Brad and Russ on the phone today, because we made none of those decisions that the assistant chief was talking about as we made those agreements. We didn't make that in a vacuum. We listen to their proposals. We give it to Adam. We give it to Brad. They crunch the numbers. They come back. They look for problems on what it might be. We went back to the executive branch and said, these are the problems we see here. How are we going to fix that? And that went back and forth. That's one reason we didn't get one done to the ranch till this summer before we got it closed out. So,
thank you. I appreciate your answers, Congressman Keene.
Oh, can I left out your last the properties. I think we put that in there because we realized that there was a, and I'm not going to get fall into the trap that I saw that Wildland Fire got into trying to talk about a particular property. I'm not going to give any idea what property, but we did see a property that was nearby that would have worked for us to do something with. And right now our offices are just a rental and not a very nice building. And not the kind of thing you want to bring other big corporations in to talk to Osage LLC as being the one they're coming to present to in a kind of a lesser structure. And we thought at one time, as has been mentioned before, that we would have the whole building where the casinos is operating out of. That was what I was told the agreement was. I have not seen that. As a matter of fact, right now, I have Russ investigating what just what our agreements are there, because it seemed to be a little loose, because we didn't get out the whole building. However, we, with recent talks with Kimberly and why can't I say her name? The chairman of the Claudette. Well, it looks like that we are going to get some of that building, perhaps. I don't want to get ahead of us, but they're talking about letting us have what would be the break room. It looked like it was at one time a restaurant almost at one time when it was built, and then the conference rooms beside it. And we, and that's another challenge that we would have, because this was not on our radar a few weeks ago when we made this budget thing up, that we would need to remodel that space into offices probably, and which would be excellent place to put it, right? I mean, in the same building, same entrances, everything to for the wind shape. So I'm so excited about that. I hope it comes together.
All right, thank you. Congressman Keene.
Motion to report out ONCA 24-88 with a due pass recommendation. Second.
Congresswoman.
A motion and a second. Excuse me, any discussion?
Well, I have some discussion. I don't know if it's appropriate to do right now. I wanted to ask a few questions. I've been taking notes while I've been listening, and I didn't realize we were getting ready to pass this out. Should I continue with my questions now in this moment?
We have a motion and a second. We're in discussion about the motion. Congressman Keene.
I withdraw my motion. Go ahead, Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Thank you. I appreciate that, Congressman Keene. So I've been listening to the presentation, and I have a couple of questions that I wanted to ask, maybe three. I'm looking through the presentation here, and I'm not sure, you know, we've appropriated quite a bit of money to you lately, it seems like, from what Mr. Frazier said. I'm not familiar with those appropriations, but we're being asked for another plus $1 million appropriation right now. And on this, I'm not seeing any return on investment. I realize that you're trying to staff up and secure properties, and you know, there's a burn rate that's attached to that of the monies that we're going to appropriate, but I'm not seeing anything encompassed in this presentation that you're telling the nation that we're going to see bigger profit. There's nothing solid there. So that's concerning to me. I guess the question that I have here, the company Windshape that we're working with, do you guys have any type of a profit share agreement with Windshape, or are we just merely going to be landlords out there where we're building this facility for them? That's my first question.
The facility itself, we would be landlords. The structure's been remodeled with grants that came through the nation. So everything there is the nation's, and we would be landlords. However, we do have an 8-8 agreement that was, I don't know how developed that is in terms of, but we should be able to do stuff with them in that respect. But by far, the greatest asset that Windshape would be like, you know, honey drawing the bees. We see right now that a lot of different businesses are wanting to come in and use Windshape, and they will need to use our facilities to be able to do what they need to do. And that we would be able to make money from providing services to them. And when we are fully set up and in my slides on further down, I don't want to take any more time to answer your question, but I have to, I guess, because people are wanting to leave. But you'll see that the money that was appropriated to us last summer is being spent right now. And we will be operational. That what we were trying to do there was be operational on that to be able to do our stand up and to provide the services with the drones. And this will get us that way. The radar equipment itself should be delivered within 2 weeks. I understand what I just got yesterday. And so we will have that. We will have to set it up. And the software we already have, and we'll be ready to be able to do that. So, and then of course the other piece was that building that I talked about, the RFPs going out on. And I think if you look at our perhaps the last slide, and Brad could probably maybe talk to that on our projections. I think we do have some projections for it within the slides here for what the Osage Government Services component is expected to do. Brad?
Yes, I'm here. And really appreciate the question, because it does give us, we do have some of these, we do have all of these answers in this that you just asked, like what are the projections, what have we seen? And I'd like to share in a chat, if it's okay with the chair, the original funding request and what our projections were back in 2022, 2023. Maybe a slide you guys could put up for members who weren't here then or weren't familiar with that funding to get a chance to see how we performed versus our projections.
Which slide?
Okay,
so that should have come through in the chat. I'm not sure if that's something you all have the ability to display, but what this showed is in 2022, we prepared our original summary and we asked for $787,000 for Osage LLC for funding. 546 last year, and this year was 271,000. For that, we thought that our distributed rate of return to the nation would be about $50,000 in that 2023 year. That year, I think we returned a little over $500,000 in dividends. This year, we projected we would return a dividend of about 113,000, which is going to be that 20% distribution line. And this year, it looks like the dividend is going to be between $400,000 and $600,000, depending on how September finishes out. And so this is where we were saying this $271,000 specifically came from a three-year plan we put together to fund Osage LLC management and capital structure specifically to grow and umbrella all of the sub-companies. And we're actually performing very, very well against our original projections. So that... our projections into next year, we do have budgets put together and ready for this year. And we show a very similar year to this year. We've got a couple of things that the ranch and the cattle market looks to be stable from all the research we can find. And that's a commodities market. We know that can change, but that's how the future looks in ranching. And that's one of our larger profit centers. The 8A programs, one specifically, we only booked landed contracts, and this is something Mr. Goff, the CEO, could certainly speak more to, because he is very adept in our 8A business and program. And we only booked landed contracts. We have other contracts we've been given assurances of and that we have good line of sight on that we are more than 50%, and some of them more than 75% sure we're going to land. It would greatly increase the revenue and profitability of that 8A. But if we left projections of what we knew when we prepared the budgets in June, we're anticipating another $300,000 to $400,000, even up to $600,000 dividend for the 2025 year. So we're going to have had $500,000 and then $400,000 and another $400,000 to $500,000 dividends 3 years consecutively, which is a 20% return. So those are $1 million years for the LLC or greater profitability wise. And I think that was the question, was how are we performing, or we're asking for money, what's the rate of return? And right now with the LLC's performance, the rate of return is very high. And we do not anticipate to continue to need to request funding. It's why we've tried to put these in three-year plans so that Congress gets more of an outlook on, did we have a plan? Did we perform against the plan? And now we're just finishing that first three-year plan, and we anticipate one more three-year plan, which we think will be greatly reduced funding and greater rates of return into that next three-year cycle. Did I specifically answer the question asked?
Yes, you, let me see, am I on? Let me see, get out of this chat. Yes, you did answer that question for me. Thank you. I would like to continue with, so during this conversation that we've been having, I think most of the lands that you guys are taking, that are you're utilizing are Osage Nation owned property. And to me, this could be problematic, or it's not problematic, one of the two. I need to kind of get clear on it. Are you guys leasing the property that Windshape is using from the nation? Do you guys have a formal lease to utilize that property for Windshape? Because I'm understanding that you're going to get the rental or the lease agreement off of that for Osage LLC. So can you speak to that, as well as the new building that you're going to be building? Do you guys have you guys drawn up a lease with the nation on using that property?
Yeah.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, go ahead, Russ.
Thank you, and good question. Yes, we do have a lease with Windshape for what we refer to as Hangar A over there at the executive offices. So that was signed in April of 2023, and so the nation has been overseeing the EDA construction grant for that facility. And we worked with the AG in terms of the lease agreement and the terms for Windshape's occupancy in that space. So the answer to the question to that is we do have a lease. And then the second question was related to the lease for construction of a new building or new facilities. And we have two leases at Skyway 36. One is a fee lease and one is a trust lease. And those become effective once the construction of that hangar, once the nation finishes construction of that hangar, which is currently scheduled at November 29th, I believe. So at that point, you know, the LLC takes occupancy, if you will, or the effective date of those two leases go into effect.
So you will be paying the nation a lease fee for utilization of the Windshape.
That is correct. That is correct.
And you will be paying the nation for use of the property where you're building the new building, correct?
Under the terms of those two leases, correct.
Okay. Let me see, I have one more question. So I'm concerned about, I think that I heard Mr. Crum say that he's got the go-ahead on putting all of the documents out for building the new building. My question is, for fuller understanding, is Osage LLC not having to go through the procurement law of the nation to get these buildings built?
May I answer that question, Mr. Chairman?
Scott, is it okay for Russ to answer it?
Okay, yes. So I'm good with Russ answering it.
For clarity, just real quick, because there's some confusion in this committee, I can tell. Billy's letting people talk. You're letting people speak. Right now, I'm the chair because this is Congressman Big Horse's bill, and I'm his vice chair in this committee.
My
so,
apology.
That's okay. So, Congresswoman Whitehorn, who are you addressing your question to, or does it matter?
I was addressing that to the chairman, but if his associates that are on his that are employees of the Osage LLC have the better answer, I'd like to hear whoever has the best answer.
Okay, Chair, who would you prefer to answer?
Let Russ go ahead. He was ready to do it.
Yes, okay. Mr. Goff, please continue.
Thank you, Chair. That was our concern too. And so when we received the congressional appropriation back in March to construct that building, we proceeded to understand those requirements better. And Mr. Hamilton provided the copy of that RFP to Ms. Claire Wood, for review, and we learned this week she gave us back that she was in discussion with the executive a couple of weeks ago, and that we have operational autonomy in this regard, and so that we were green lighted to move forward with that construction. So that's the premise for our moving forward with that construction on our own. And similarly with the master plan, the master planning doesn't include any construction. It just includes plans for where construction could occur, what type of construction, what type of zoning requirements we need, that kind of planning. So those were our reasons for moving forward with both of those.
Thank you, Mr. Goff, for answering that question. I don't know that I'm in agreement with that, because the buildings are being built on the people's property and we have laws that cover procurement, but somebody else apparently has made that decision that the Osage LLC, even though they're building on the people's land, does not have to follow that law. So thank you very much. I'm finished with my questions, Chairwoman or Congresswoman Rebar. Thank you for letting me ask them.
Yes, thank you. Any other questions from the committee? Congressman Keene?
Motion to report out ONCA 24-88 with a due pass recommendation.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no.
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 Okay, committee, thank you. The next item
did
is
that pass?
Yes.
Okay. What was the count on it?
4 yes, 2 no.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. The next item on our agenda is ONCR 24-21, a resolution to authorize the principal chief of the Osage Nation to execute real property leases and right-of-way easements on restricted Indian lands and trust lands on behalf of the Osage Nation through October 1st, 2025. The sponsor is Congressman Bickhorst. Congressman Bickhorst, I'll turn it over to you, sir.
Thank you, Congresswoman. Yes, ONCR 2421 is the resolution for the chief to sign real property leases on right-of-ways. It's a resolution that we run every year. I guess it's the third year that I've run it. So it's just kind of formality.
Okay, committee, any questions? Any action?
Motion to report out ONCR 24-21 out of committee with a due pass recommendation.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no. Yes. Next, ONCR 2422, a resolution to set the compensation and reimbursement allowance for the boards and commissions of the Osage Nation for fiscal years 2025 and 2026. And the sponsor is Congressman Keene.
Thanks, Chair. I've actually filed a bill that will do away with this resolution, where we'll go to just funding the boards every year. That will be heard in GovOps. I think the way we grouped them, I think there's some flaws in the way, and it made our job more cumbersome. So I think this new fix is more efficient and better. Obviously, there's no guarantee I'll get that through GovOps. So at this time, I would like to postpone ONCR 24-22 to the call of the chair for future discussion if need be. Thank you.
Second.
We have a motion, a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed say no. Okay, thank you. The next is ONCR 24-24. A resolution declaring congressional consent and approval of the Osage Nation Gaming Enterprise Board's annual plan of operations for fiscal year 2025, and the sponsor is Congressman Big Horse.
Thank you, Congresswoman. I'd like to make a motion to postpone ONCR 2424 to the call of the chair.
Okay. We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed say no. Okay, committee, the next item is adjournment.
I'd like to question. Question.
Congressman sure. Tillman?
We're going to talk about Mr. Hager for gaming. You said you were going to come back to it. It'll be on the next agenda. It'll be fine.
Okay.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no. All right. Thank you, committee.